Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody. 2 o'clock on the dot here in Philadelphia. Beautiful summer July day. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. Hope everybody had a great 4th of July, a safe 4th of July. As I look over to my partner, Ike Reese, to see if he's got his digits.
I do.
And his hand.
I do.
No fireworks issues.
No kids injured.
Nobody.
No. Had a small.
Property damage.
Had a small. Yeah. Had a small fire in my yard. No, but other than that.
It hasn't rained a lot. So you got to be careful.
Yeah, dude, the dry grass. Yeah.
So you put your explosives down on the grass, not realizing that when you.
Well.
Or it made its way to the grass.
Yes, it made its way.
Okay.
Yeah.
You put it in the driveway to start?
No. I put it in the yard.
Oh, so you put it in the yard?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I put it in the yard, and we were doing well, man, until that it was like the last one. You know, you got to have like the grand finale one. Where you get.
So, hold on. How's it work? Do you just buy a box, and then it does everything by itself, or do you have to?
Oh, no. I got to light everything.
So you light everything individually?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And I get the big stuff.
Yeah. You have pipe bombs and IEDs and everything else. All right. Well, as long as you're good.
I'm good, man.
Is the neighborhood happy?
Neighborhood is happy. Kids are happy.
I got mad. I was
my
mad
next
at
door
you.
Neighbor is probably not happy.
I was mad at you last night.
Why?
And the night before that. And the night before that. Because you're a fireworks guy in the neighborhood. And I have a couple fireworks guys in the neighborhood. I also have two young children that get woken up by fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was thinking of like, that's Ike.
Yeah, yeah. Neighbors probably aren't happy today.
Fireworks guy. Well, man, we had fireworks down at Citizens Bank Park, literally and figuratively, with the Phillies. And listen, I know that the Orioles aren't good. I know that they're one of the worst teams in baseball. It doesn't matter. If you start thinking too highly of yourself, you start smelling yourself a little bit too much, you can come in and get beat by anybody.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see what happens over the next month or so here leading up to the trade deadline. But the Phillies, like, 10 games over 500. First time since 2011 that they're 10 games over 500. All right? Half back, a game and a half back of the first-place Braves. 47 and 37 on pace to win 90 games. Hmm. Are you serious right now? And you can't just say, well, the schedule's been soft or whatever. They just went through the toughest stretch of schedule all year in June.
Yep.
Aaron Nola was, again, great. Yesterday, he's headed to the All-Star game, 8-0 at home. This team, best team in the National League, Ike, at home, 30-16. So we're happy, and yeah, let's go. So you know what it does? It sets you up now to make a major trade at the deadline.
Yeah.
A couple weeks.
Yeah, and we just had 2 days to look at the guy that we all want to be in Philly pinstripes, and you knew he wouldn't get out of here without being asked about just being traded. Obviously, I'm not going to ask him about being traded to the Phillies or anything like that. But, you know, our beat writers doing their job, they were going to talk to him at some point about, you know, his thoughts on being traded in the middle of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not he would sign a long-term deal.
Which he said that the headline, if you read the story, is a little misleading because he didn't come out and say, oh, yeah, I'll sign an extension. But if you give him $500 million, let's say the Phillies trade for him and give up prospects or whatever, and we'll talk about that in a second. And they say, oh, by the way, we're willing to give you 12 years and $500 million. Yeah, he'll sign an extension with you, sure.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that he's giving you a discount or anything like that.
No, it's still going to cost you.
It's going to cost you.
Yeah, it's going to cost.
It's going to cost you at least $400, $380.
I can't even think of it. So, I can't even think straight thinking about numbers like that.
Yeah, I had heard when – I don't know how many years ago, to circle the number 480 when it comes to Bryce Harper and Manny Machado, just because if there's a bidding war, you're going to give them 12 years instead of 10 years. Mm. If it's that's like, oh, listen, we'll go 12 if they're going 10. We'll go 40 instead of 38
right.
a year. Are you making a trade right now for Manny? Right now?
It depends on what I got.
Criteria?
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, I would trade for him.
You know what it's going to take.
Yes, I would trade for him. I don't have a problem with giving up prospects. I just don't.
Rhys Hoskins.
No, I'm not giving up Rhys Hoskins.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, he's a ready-made player now.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
He's exactly who went on this franchise. He's also kind of below average defensively, left field. He's a good player. Rhys Hoskins is a good player.
Is he all-star potential?
Yeah. One or two.
Yeah.
You can make an all-star team. Yeah. Rhys Hoskins. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it's going to take. I'm playing Oriole GM. You want Manny Machado, who, by the way, is going to play shortstop. I don't know how I feel about that. I love Rhys Hoskins. Even if you're not guaranteed, if you're guaranteed a contract extension, I don't really care who you're talking about. Outside Aaron Nolan and whoever else. You're guaranteed a contract extension. You work out a deal saying that if he agrees to a contract extension, then we'll make this deal. You go to the agent, you work out a contract extension. Rhys Hoskins is 100% available in that deal for me. Scott Kingery is 100% available in that deal for me. There's very few untouchables on this team or in this organization. If you're able, and it may be far-fetched. I can't tell you the last time that something like that happened where you signed a contract that big upon a trade deadline deal in the final year of a contract. That's why it's a hypothetical. It could be done.
Yeah.
Rhys Hoskins, prospect or two. Manny Machado.
I'm not giving up
Rhys. 888-729-9494. Pitch is a trade.
I can't give up Rhys.
What are you willing to give up?
I'll give you Franco.
Come on.
Hernandez.
Yeah.
And I'll give you... I'll give you Nick Williams.
Rocco?
I'll give you Robert Covington and Michael Kendricks, too. Yeah. Get both of those guys.
Come on, man.
Give me a legit trade offer.
Stop it with Cesar and Franco.
What? Williams?
Nick Williams, nice piece.
Okay, so that's three players.
All right.
And then I'll give you some of my...
Scotty Jetpack.
No, I can't give you Scott Kingery. Minor leaguers, which ones you want? I don't
know. Sixto.
I guess that's our best.
He's the best
prospect.
Yes. He's okay. The best prospect the Phillies have. Yeah, you might have to throw. See, if I'm giving up major league ready players like Rhys Hoskins, you're not getting a whole lot of my top prospects. That's a good enough damn prospect as it is.
Yeah.
He's proven.
And he's young.
Yeah, I would much rather I'll give up prospects. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care about prospects.
Sixto Sanchez might be throwing 100 miles an hour. He could be throwing 80 miles an hour next week. He's on the DL right now.
Right.
For crying out loud.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't. I don't care a whole lot about prospects because, I mean, that's what they are, prospects. I mean, until you actually come to the majors and do it there.
Look at the Halladay trade.
Yeah.
How about those prospects?
Yeah, I don't care. And I've always been that way with these young guys. When Ruben didn't want to get rid of certain guys in the minor leagues, I'm like, dude, until these guys are coming up and becoming all-stars.
Don Brown?
They're just numbers, right?
Prospect?
Don Brown, exactly.
Don Brown, he's still in AAA. He still can't get out of AAA. He's a professional AAA player now,
yeah.
Don Brown. So, yeah, I there's pretty much nobody other than maybe Nola, maybe like John Morosi of Fox Sports and MLB.com said that they wouldn't trade Eflin. Also, Eflin looks like that he's also a guy that's the front of the rotation starter with his kind of stuff.
He has been lately.
He's been good, man.
Yeah, I don't think any of us saw this coming.
Not that. Well, he was in AAA at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, he has been a pleasant surprise. I mean, I can't go as far as saying he's untradeable. I mean, he's untouchable.
Yeah, because that's a little crazy.
Yeah, I can't say that.
Because the likelihood is that if you're making a trade for Machado, it's going to be for not him signing a contract extension. You're going to may have the inside track of signing him because he's been here, but he could walk. Kind of like Kawhi Leonard. He could walk, but you only get him for 2 months.
Yeah.
And then he could be gone.
It's a little, well, at least he's not saying he wants to go to L.A. or New York next year.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Manny Machado.
Exactly.
But he even said in one of those cuts where he talked about Andy McPhail and the job that he's doing here compared to what they did in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about how he, you know, watched Andy and his guys build that team in Baltimore that was just a playoff team not too long ago. He was a part of that. And he kind of likes what he sees over here in Philadelphia. And so you get him here, and he plays the rest of the year. He gets a chance to play with these young guys. I don't see how he can't fall in love with it, right? I mean, he gets a chance to play in this city, in a major city.
Plays for Gabe.
For Gabe. You know, he's going to play shortstop because if you're going to give him $400 million, you're going to let him play where he wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to play shortstop.
Pretty much.
Yeah, he's going to play shortstop.
Until you get him under contract, then you say, you know what, you're not really that good at shortstop, which he's not.
Right.
Play third base.
Why does he want to play shortstop then?
Maybe money. Shortstops make more money.
I guess.
He just thinks he's a shortstop.
Right.
You know, it's like, no, man, I'm a shortstop. You want to admit that maybe you don't have the range or the arm to play shortstop. 888-729-9494. If it's legit, and I believe the Phillies are sniffing around, for sure they should be, if you can get it done with Machado with a contract extension, there pretty much isn't anything. I'm not just giving them everything, mm-hmm. but I look at it saying like, yeah, I don't really know who would be off the table in my eyes. So Hoskins is off the table for you.
Yeah, Hoskins, Nola.
Scotty
Jetpack's off the table.
JP.
Odubel Herrera. No, JP's not off the table.
Well, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah,
with
JP's
you.
Available.
Alfaro?
No, I got to keep him,
dude,
man.
Dude, you're not kidding, man.
Holy smoke.
No one should try to run on him. How
dude,
good is he?
Dude, man, that dude has a serious arm.
He's a monster.
Yeah.
He throws it perfectly with man, velocity that, and on the line.
Like a pitcher.
He does. Well, he's throwing 91 miles an hour is what he's throwing down there. It's the
That's
highest in the bigs.
Yeah, like a pitcher, dude.
Are the people out there that are okay with just going, just taking this season where it is and then seeing what happens?
There are people like that, and I can't stand that. It's the same Sixer thing.
It is.
Watch, let them grow. Let's accelerate this thing. You're not mortgaging the future. You're upgrading.
All right.
You're upgrading.
Right.
You're enhancing your future, your chances of getting in the playoffs.
All right, so you get the main topic, and we'll also talk about Cole Hamels maybe coming back because that's inevitable. Heyman's already talking about it, obviously.
Bring King Cole home. Bring him home.
He may be. But our caller challenge today, so when you call in and you talk about the Phillies and everything else that we're talking about, Robert Kraft and your boy Michael Rubin, 76er co-owner, they're on a boat together.
That's Meek Mill, boy.
Was Meek Mill there? They were in Monte Carlo partying over the holiday. Robert Kraft and Michael Rubin. Partying probably on a yacht in Monte Carlo. So give us an athlete or celebrity you'd love to have at your cookout. That's all you got to do. Give us a good one. The best one, most creative one, whatever, what have you. We'll win a pair of tickets to the Kevin Hart Irresponsible Tour, which takes place on July 14th at the BB&T Pavilion. Tickets available right now at Ticketmaster.com, including meet and greet packages also available right there. So you get like Ben, give me a couple. We made also compiled a list of athletes or whoever, celebrity. Could be whoever.
Here's one we definitely are not going to get suggested, but it's an interesting idea. Jerry Seinfeld.
Mm. Jerry Seinfeld at the sure. I'd want Jerry Seinfeld at my cookout. What's the deal with your grill?
Don't you think he'd get annoying after 10 minutes though?
He's Jerry Seinfeld.
Speaking of Seinfeld, I'll go with Larry David.
I wouldn't want Larry David there.
Oh, man, I would love to have
There's something
Larry
wrong
David.
With him.
It is.
He would be so weird and awkward. I'd want him out.
Wouldn't be able to. He wouldn't eat anything.
Yeah, no, he'd insult you. He'd insult your wife and your kids. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese, so get in on those topics. And if it means Reese Hoskins is leaving, Reese, I love you, babe, but I'm going to have to say goodbye if it means Machado coming here. Marks and Reese, 888-729-9494. We're back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.